Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our live show with Live Your Dream. How exciting it is today to have two special guests that are here, and we'll be chatting with them soon. Just to give you all some information, what's going on with IPH. But before we go any further, I'm your host, Darlene P. Noble, CEO and founder of Top Models and Talent Scouts Network. But it's definitely a division of IPH, which is Infinity Powerhouse. So on today, we have two amazing models that are aspiring to become big time in this industry. And I'm going to have them introduce themselves a little later. However, what's happening at this present time, I want to let you all know what's going on with IPH. And we're going to actually go to commercial break right now. You ready for commercial? But we're going to actually play our... what I want to let everyone know is that today is really a great day because we launched something definitely going towards our network TV, which is going to be starting soon. And with that being said, we always strive to add on different things to our company so we can provide the exposure at all times. So while we go to break for a moment, and we'll be back shortly, next you'll be hearing the commercial. One moment.
IPH, Infinity Powerhouse, the source for models, talent, ads, and media, is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM, and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine. IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brand on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Okay, thank you all for being patient with us on today. We have a lot definitely going on, and our two guests is Caesar, the model, and also Kayla, actually the model as well. She's new to, both of them are new to our settings, and we're excited about all things that we're blessed on. I want to give a shout-out to Sean Garvey, who made his team made that commercial. I want to give a shout-out to the person who did the voiceover. That's something that you all might want to consider in doing voiceovers. That's a part of acting. And we we actually have bridged over and spoke with different agencies that I want them to set up a formal meeting, not an informal, but a formal meeting with my models as well so we can bridge them over. And I'll give you a little bit more insights about that too. So on today, I'm going to have everyone actually introduce themselves. And we want to start with ladies first.
Hi, my name is Kayla Simpson. I'm for Infinity Powerhouse, and I'm really excited for this shop show today.
Okay, well, you're not new to this, Kayla, but we're going to get back with you because you was on last week, too. Mm-hmm. So the more the experience is going to put you out there even further, we're giving you this type of experience. Wonderful. And next we have?
Caesar. How y'all doing?
Hi, Caesar. Okay, definitely I see people tuning in. Thank you all so much. Now, you know what to do. You can put a message through our message board and allow us to answer any question, or you can call the number. And with that number, you dial is 347-637-3166. Call that number, and that will actually link you in where you can actually hear the live show, or either we can bring you on by having you ask any additional questions or any inquiries. So today, I understand, Kayla, that you said you was in traffic. What was going on with that? Just, like, people getting off from work? Or?
Oh, yeah. Sadly, I was stuck in all that, and Ramsey doesn't play, so
right.
I'm just stuck in there. But I'm glad to be here on time.
Yeah, look at you. Well, thank you. Well, and we have here with you, Caesar. How was your day, and what was going on with you today?
Well, Monday actually went by pretty fast. I mean, you already know, I mean, Italians always living in real fast and everything else. So, I don't know. Basically, like, you know, just coming over here is always like, you know, you meet a couple of red lights, they're going to annoy you, but you always end up on time, like, Italian style.
Right.
That's how you do.
Right. So, with everything that is going on with social media, I know y'all had about 2 weeks already into experiencing what it is to be a model starting out, and basically what we call it basic 101, runway 101. And the famous question I always ask y'all every week is, did you all practice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I actually got to it. I practiced in my hallway.
Oh, yes, yes.
Show off to any of my friends.
Oh, wonderful. And Caesar?
Never too much. You can never practice too much.
That's right. That's right. But let me explain the reason why, because I know everybody wondered, talking about what she's talking about. Well, anytime newcomers come, a lot of times when they join, they don't have any basic skills for the runway to prepare them for the next phase, which is going out to go season, also to open calls. So in order for them to be prepared, what we're doing is actually providing a class to show them and to make sure that they have what it takes to go out. Because they're doing what? Representing us. And we want to make sure you all prepare. We want you to get out there like there's in a headlight with, you know, like, what do you want us to do again? Walk where again? So how exciting is that? So, Kayla, so have you had a chance to talk with any of your friends and talk to them about what's going on with you or your family?
Oh, yeah, they're super excited, and they're, like, they're always asking me, when's your runway? I'm like, I'll let you know. They're definitely going to be there, and they're really excited for me.
That is so cool. And with that, you know, saying that too, what's happening in the next two, it's going to be, I want to say, in North Carolina Fashion Week is coming, so going to definitely be ready for that. Then there's another one that's going to be in Greensboro and also in right here in Fayetteville. So when I get more information, I'll give you all more information so y'all can go out for the open call and be excited about it. So what about you, Caesar? Have you shared with your friends and family about all that is going on? I know you have your model page up and doing great with that. So how many followers do you have now? How many fans do you have now?
So far, I mean, we're just getting started. So yeah. 37, we can
okay.
make it 3,700.
Yes, see, that's what I'm talking about. And I know with your family and friends, and what are they saying about you getting into this?
They're all very supportive. You know, I mean, they always wanted to see me at my best.
Yeah.
Never asked for more.
Yeah.
That's basically it right there.
Right. So the opportunity will come where you all will be invited to do red carpet events with me and with not only me but some people of the staff. So to get ready for that is basically being able to talk at any point in time. It anything can happen. We can plan a red carpet to start at 6:30, might not start until 7. When someone comes over, the ones that you had a list of talking to, they may not even be available to do it because they got pushed behind with the hair and makeup or whatever's going on with them. So you have to improvise. So with that, how that would work is if I ask the question to you, Kayla, off the, you know, just saying that you were about to interview me, but if I'm not me, now I'm someone else because that person no longer can come out here, then what would be your first step on getting someone else to come over and speak with you? What would you do?
I mean, just don't panic. Just
yeah.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, go with the flow, and don't let, you know, nervousness, shake you. I've been in situations where we get there in the room that they're telling me that I had, that the space is supposed to be big enough for, you know, for our backdrop and everything. It's not even that. It can't fit, or either it's in a position where that room is used for something else because someone else overbooked the areas. So you just have to say, you know, go with the flow. So last week what we did, we didn't intend to be outside, but we were outside in the cold. And I was like, oh, it's cold. And this nice sheriff that I'm supposed to send him an email and tell him thank you again went over and got me some coffee. So I have to definitely say thank you. I'll be able to shout out his name a little later, probably not in the show soon. But I will be calling him to touch base with him because that was really, really nice. So, see, you know that anything can change. That goes with even human nature with family and everything. So on the red carpet, when, you know, different questions is being asked, because I haven't experienced this yet, but I know it's coming. Well, how about when you see your favorite star? Like, my favorite person, I'm going to let y'all tell me what y'all favorite star too. Well, my favorite is Martin Lawrence. If I see Martin Lawrence, I'll probably be like, I can't even talk. And, you know, and then when I think about Chris Brown, I met Chris Brown before, but I would love to meet him again, talk to him again. Let me see who else would be someone that would probably just blow me away. Denzel Washington will blow me away. And let me see who else. Oprah would definitely blow me away. But in the modeling industry, are you familiar with Iman, the model, Nigerian model?
Not at the top of my head.
Oh, wow. Well, she's not Nigerian. I need to take that back. She's
Ethiopian.
Yeah, she's if I can say it. But anyway, she is absolutely beautiful. She was my favorite model. Just from start to finish, from me being like 12, 13 years old, where I had my whole wall, like most people have posters. See those pictures there? Like that, it was made. I had pictures shipped from New York when I was probably about 15 years old with big, it was probably, I would want to say about 13 by whatever, and I had them all over my walls for college, and everyone was like, who is this? Because I actually went to a fashion school. So it's really good to have someone that you all can look up to and see that can give you some, you know, bearings and some grounds too. So you have anybody you can think of?
I would love
in the modeling industry?
In the modeling industry?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet, but I would love to see people
okay.
at the top.
Yes.
Just to get some ideas from them.
Yes.
Like, celebrity-wise, I would love to meet J. Cole.
Oh, J. Cole. Well, he right here. We got to look that up. What'd you say?
I met that guy at Body Fat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Everybody sees him.
Yeah, he's from right here. Well, let me tell y'all the things that I want this show to actually move forward. And also to add, today launched a new part of Infinity Powerhouse, which is called IPH, Chat and News, where we're going to talk about, we're going to chat with people and talk about news and talk about anything from politics to current events, to celebrity status, to whatever. But I want the show Live Your Dream to be a place where when stars come and they're doing a concert, I want them to have this as a stopping ground for them to say, okay, oh, let's go chat with Darlene at Infinity Powerhouse. You know, just that simple. So you just never know. The whole thing is apt. And that's what I'm putting out there in the atmosphere and believing that God is going to open those doors. So when they get ready to go to a concert, they're like, well, you know, not only we stop at 104.5, we're going to stop by Infinity Powerhouse. So that's going to be exciting. So meeting him, how was it meeting him? How was that?
I mean, you know, it was pretty nice. You know, I mean, it's always nice to see somebody, you know, that you see often, like, you know, on, mm-hmm. on covers of magazines, maybe on TV or
right.
other stuff. You know, I mean, it's
right.
like any other else. You know, I never expected to meet him.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, so far I haven't met anybody I really want.
So, oh, really? Well, who would you say?
So we're talking about models exactly.
No, you can talk about anybody you want to meet.
Two people that I know about will definitely freeze me down to the spot. I probably will not be able to go over to them and say hello. Michael J. White.
Okay.
And Jason Statham.
Oh, wow.
Those guys, they've been my boys since I was young, a little boy.
So give me some history. Well, why would you?
Well, because I was all into the whole martial arts thing, you know,
yeah.
back in the day.
Yeah.
And, well, Michael J. White, you know, I mean, just watching him move and everything after that, I was like, I'm going to be that guy. I want to be him. And then
yeah.
Jason Statham, too, with that attitude, you know, that
yeah.
attitude, the way he carries himself and everything else like that. I'm like, I need that attitude, too.
Hello. That's beautiful because it's true. That's where I did with Iman, and then, you know, just certain things that stands out. Now, the model, her name is Model Heaven. Her favorite is Tyra Banks. So everything that is always put out there, Tyra Banks' birthday, you know, whatever's going on. And normally I share Iman. She was, let me go back a little bit further. My oldest daughter is named after her. I named my oldest daughter after her. I had to name her since I was 15 years old. And I said, my first daughter, I'm going to name her Iman. And that's what I did. So so that tells you how much I was, you know, true to her. She's the one that was married to, and y'all know who I'm talking about. What was her husband's name that just passed away?
David Bowie.
He just died.
Oh.
Yeah. So so I know it's very tough on her, and I don't have her direct number to call her personally and tell her, but she's doing fabulous within a lot of different, like, as far as QVC. She's selling a lot of makeup. She's doing her history of modeling just didn't stop there, but she's done so much. For one booking, for her to do a photo shoot was $10,000, and that was a lot of money back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And then and she actually got in an accident where her face got just actually injured, and her face was considered to be a $1 million face. So they put it back, and it looks perfect. It looks like nothing happened, but that's basically how far as her face. But she was very, very well known, and how they pulled her into the fold as far as when they actually had the opportunity to meet her and brought her to America. The uniqueness was her neck. That's what sold them. Her neck was so long, until it just made her look even taller. So we'll show pictures soon. Yes, if you want to pull her up and get her up, Iman, the model, if you can get her up and then bring it over here so we can actually see what's going on with that. So that takes me to my next one when it comes to acting. Not only that you learned to walk on the runway, what would you say was your takeaway last week when it comes to the runway?
Takeaway?
Yeah, your takeaway in what you had the opportunity to practice on this week.
I really enjoy it.
You really enjoy it? Wow. So anything that you took that you practiced more on than
the mirror.
You practice in the mirror. Okay, cool.
It makes a difference.
Yes, and seeing.
See what your body is doing, what your facial expression
is doing. Ooh, outstanding. I love that. You got A's in class, and in school you gave all the perfect answers, Caleb. Yes, well, that's beautiful. I love that. And what about you, Uncle? What would you say?
I mean, it's not the first time, you know, I'll be on stage and stuff like that. I can guarantee you won't be the last.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But, you know, I mean, I just take it as the whole world is your audience.
Yes, yes, you know? I love that.
If you can feel as fortunate to have the world as your audience,
mm-hmm.
Well, make the best of it.
Wow, that is great. And that's what it's all about. I know that some people get stage fright. I never really get, that doesn't bother me. When it's time to speak, when it's time to get in front of someone, I love it. I literally love it. So, and I know some people handle things differently than others. But also what taking me to this next point, and next area that I want to bring up is acting. I want you all to be open, and I want to roll over into acting, which, like the martial art, that could be a form that they could put out and say, well, we're looking for someone who has the skills. Do you have someone? She contacted me probably about 1 o'clock, one of the agents. And she said, do you have this person? I need them to be able to speak this language. And I'm like, I'm going through all my files and trying to, you know, come across, information. So you just never know when something can pop off. And then it was actually, it was five figures that they were going to be paying. So you just never know. So I want to definitely bridge you all over with that too and get you all into acting and considering the fact that I'm not only modeling but acting, let it open up, being able to be a spokesperson, being able to get exposure out there as well in all areas. So we currently right now we have just right now in the chat room, I do see people. I don't see any information in regards of any questions. But please feel free. I know you tune in, you listen in. We thank you, thank you, thank you. As I was saying earlier today, we had the opportunity to launch the radio talk show. I want to talk about stuff other than business. Everywhere I go, no matter if I go on a date, no matter if I go to a party, it always ends up with me talking about my business. And there are a lot of people just intrigued. They're like, oh, I want to hear about it. Then it's like I never get any break away from it. So I've been leaning a lot onto Netflix. Do y'all look at TV a lot?
No.
I was Netflix. You can't live without Netflix.
I know. And then the thing about it is that we four have is four channels. You can everybody have their name, mm-hmm. And so there's and I know like one she likes horror movies, so I never go to hers. But but I love like girly movies like romance.
Yeah.
Like I like because they ask you at the top. How many, what type of movies you like so they can know how to put those movies in? And I think I've seen every last one of them, all the movies I could possibly see, but that's my getaway when in my spare time, just to break away and look at Netflix. And then music is really good, too, to do so as well. But just to get away from that, when I go in places and just knowing that you have to balance yourself because I'm not even going to get burnt out in a lot of aspects. So a lot of times modeling was my way of getting from my other job and giving me a platform and lead way. So I want to be able to do this for all others. So in social media right now, anything that you all want to talk about that you all seeing out there as far as social media?
besides teachers being teachers of my friends, not really.
Not really.
Everything's normal. I would get into politics, but
yes.
I'm just seeing all of that lately.
yes, there's a lot of stuff going on with that.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. Well, social media is definitely, I was telling everyone today that when I think of social media, how big it is and how people put themselves out there and promote themselves. When you think of the Kardashians.
The Kardashians?
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And they tweet, they do their stuff. And because, and how I know, and of course, because you look at the reality shows and you see them doing different things. But some people just truly believe that they could get away with just uploading the pictures and just being like in that format of like, they people will come to me, I don't have to go to them. But it's called being active.
Mm-hmm.
Being active in what you do, because that's what it's really about. And Candy, she's off of Atlanta Housewives. Are you familiar with her?
Yes.
Yeah. So she is a person who definitely wants everybody to know. When she put out a tweet or either a message on Facebook, it's so big. It's like she can get 40,000 likes like that. And it's really because she's engaged. Another person that I know, Python, is the singer, is it Tyson?
Tyrese.
Oh, my gosh. He could just put out something and millions will just swarm over to him because he's engaged. He gives them back whatever. But I know it could be burnout. It could be days. Mm-hmm. But they might have somebody doing it for them. But for them to be able to be personable about it, 9 out of 10 are going to do it for themselves. I'm going to be totally honest. When someone else doing it for you, they may be having a bad day. So they may be putting things out there. You might not want them to put things out there. And if it's a business doing it, then that's understandable. And you could check them and get them back in check. But there's so many people out there being engaged. So that's the reason why I'm bringing this up, is that because that's the basics. You have to be engaged with your page. You have to be able to even put stuff out there when no one is feeling you or you think nobody's watching you. That's not true. They may not say anything on your personal page. You really can't get it unless they like it or they make a comment. But on your business page, you can see how much what it reached out to. It might reach out to 20 people. Oh, well, those 20 people can have another 40 on the other side, and those other 40 can have another 50 on the. So it's always, you never know when someone is watching you. I'm sorry, what you were about to say?
And with the whole Kim Kardashian thing, it's sad because a lot of people look down on her. They're like, she's famous for no reason.
Yeah.
But she managed to take that fame and took it to
and
her
turn
advantage.
It. Yes.
And advantage in making all these billions and
yes.
business for her and just promoting her.
Yes.
And I really look up to her because she managed to put the table
yes.
on.
Yes. They thought they
yeah.
were going to make her crawl into a hole.
Yeah, but
But Kim has been, if you ever followed her in her history, they have always been on the celebrity status side. They've always been around celebrities, all, but not as famous. But she said she knew that something was actually in another path is when she was hanging with Hilton. Oh, my gosh. Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
And they started, instead of calling Paris' name, they were calling her name when they were walking down the restaurant. And then Paris was like, well, how do they know you? Why are they calling your name? They're not even calling my name. So, but what happened was they end up making it like twist into a mode to make it work for them. Normally what it's called 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And either that 15 minutes of fame could be there just for that moment, but if you don't know how to monopolize on it, it's going to do what? It's going to fall beside the wayside. Me and my girlfriends, we had a debate one night, and they were like, well, she got popular because what happened with her and Ray J.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, well, let me explain. But her beauty, her charm, and how crazy they act. They act silly. That sells. People love to see that. I mean, I love it, literally love it. So last week, I literally looked at all their shows, maybe last one, honestly. My daughter can vouch for me. And then one of my daughters said, well, why are you looking at all this? I said, because this is what I feel led to. And why that's going to happen. If I feel led to do something, I'm led to do it. So I know right now we have Clee on the phone. Hi, Clee.
Hi, Miss Arlene.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, just fine. And I'm sorry so much, but I noticed that you were actually beeping in, and I wanted to pull you in. Are you able to stay with us for a little bit? Are you just?
Yeah, I'm actually downstairs.
Okay, then. Well, we'll definitely let security let you in.
Hi, how are you doing?
So, Clee, we right here still in the call with you. We have someone that actually just joined us, and his name is?
Charles Pippen.
Charles Pippen just recently joined Top Models and Talent Scout Network. Woo! As a fitness model. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I appreciate you coming all the way from Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're so sorry. Well, I was looking at it on Facebook announcing everything. So the way it works with that is that I live in. All I need is a bathroom and a bed up here. It's just called living status. But we're in a well-secure building. After 5 o'clock, everything locks down. But it lets you park anywhere after 5, but it locks down. And then even, like, on weekends, if we're going to different areas in the building, the key only allows you to get to the floor that you're working on. And then if you need other floors, you have to get it actually processed for that. So I know how sometimes it could be challenging, but I always say that, you know, just have to make do what it is, But we appreciate you for coming. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 26. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, born in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I got certified as a trainer last year, and I also own a nonprofit organization.
Outstanding. So, what's the name of it?
Blackwell,
Thank you.
It's an official organization.
Okay. Wow. That is awesome. Well, you know, every day I look at it like as we giving back and by you all, you know, by you even mentioning that, that's a great, great place to start. So, and that's helping others to, you know, do the things that is needed. So I appreciate you for that. We were earlier talking about modeling, and anybody that you actually saw out there that gave you some insights or inspiration that makes you want to be a model?
I don't know. I just because I have I'm like a gym
yeah,
I'm always working out. So
Well, the way it works is that I know when you said fitness is out there, and that's a word, but so much on the runway, they have men with their shirts off. That's in a lot of cases. Some cases, they may not. It just really depends. And, of course, they want it to be tight and looking in the way that where it's going to sell the clothing and sell whatever pieces that are out there. And working with designers is just, you never know, and that's why it's always good, you know, just to do that. But fitness also could take you in an arena where being on the a fitness magazine, it's taking you so many different places when it's doing different ad campaigns for companies who selling some type of fitness that they need a model for that. So I was telling them that I want everybody to open up their understanding and know that when it be open to modeling and also acting and also doing other things that maybe might take you out of your comfort zone. So Clee, you can come on over there and say hi to everybody. So Clee is actually she is just now coming up with us. We were just talking to her a little bit on the phone. She's downstairs, so security had to let her up. So share with everybody, how was your day and what's going on with you?
It was good. What's going on with me? Projects in school.
Uh-huh. Oh, in school?
Yes.
Yes. Well, when it comes down to modeling, I'm super excited, and shortly after this, we have a segment that what we're going to do is do our runway class about for 30 minutes and just get the basics in there. You didn't know about this, did you? What you have on your episode? You'll be all right. And so are you able to stay with us a little longer?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're super excited about that. But before we close out, tell the listeners how can they locate you on Facebook?
I got a name that's like everybody else, Charles Pittman, but I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, so type in Charles Pittman, P-I-T-T-M-A-N, Raleigh, North Carolina. You see the guy in the movable picture.
Yeah,
know,
I love that.
I'm a personal trainer, so, you know, you see all that. And he at P-T-T-I-T-T-M-A-N-21@gmail.com, and I will be glad to give you the information you need to find me.
All right, awesome. What about you, Caesar?
Same as always, Caesar the Model, that's C-A-E-Z-A-R.
Okay.
Caesar the Model.
Awesome, awesome. And you, Miss Lady, Miss Kayla?
Reaching out to Kayla Simpson. Simpson, but like Simpsons.
including?
Mine's a little more complicated. You can reach me at Ecclesiastes Barnes. That's like the Bible.
Yes.
ECCLESISTS Barnes.
Okay. All right. And of course, everyone, InfinityPowerhouse.com. That's our main website. I'm currently working on a TV network and also a website for our models. And our contest starts again on Sunday, everyone. This is going to be different. It's going to be weekly. It's going to be for a whole entire week where it's just we're just having one day. It's going to be for a whole entire week. And then the final person, that will be the 30th contest that we will have. For contest 31, 32, 33, 34, those contests I will, as an overall company and my board members, will select the cover models for Top Models and Talent Scout Network. First time in history that this will ever be done. We will select. Now, one of the things I want everyone to understand that selecting, I want them to be engaged with their page, and I want them to be able to push back towards their fans, and their fans push back towards us. We want a united front. I want them to be able to, just certain other criteria we put out there, but it's going to be simple stuff. I just wanted to, the cover means a lot to me, and to be on the cover, I have people asking me, can I pay you to be on the cover? No, it's not about that. It was always about winning a contest, and that's being engaged, and actually getting your fan base built up. And then also, what we also going to have coming up is our networking party, which is going to be on Thursday, March the 10th. It's going to be on the web, but we're going to have a party. It's going to start here at 6:30 to 7 o'clock, where I have some guests come in on that day, and it's called the kickoff to what the timeline going to be on the web, which is going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And all it is that we're going to have host pages. Like, I have so many pages on Facebook. Each week, we're going to let you know this is the page that's going to host it. It's going to be in an album, just like the contest album, and everybody information, like your picture, your link, or either your logo and your little slogan, or either your bio will be in that little area. People just click on and like it, and you do the same for others between 7 and 9. And nothing else goes through that page but that feed of the networking people. And then we just build each other up. And then that's if the actors say, I want to work with you because you got what I'm looking for. A film director say, I'm writing a part and I want you because you look like the person that's going to fit that script. That person can come through and sit. You never know how it's going to pan out and work out. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for coming in. And now we're about to get busy on the runway, runway 101. So, y'all take care. So, y'all have a great day. And until next time, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.